As conditional use number 2476, Richard and Brandy Gentner Jr.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a masonry business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 5.37 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Hardscrabble Road, which is Route 20, approximately 1.25 miles southeast of East Trap Pond Road, which is Sussex County Route 62. The 911 address is 18353 Hardscrabble Road, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 133, Map 13, Parcel 2.05, and it's a portion of that parcel. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the applicant's submitted survey. We have a copy of the staff analysis report. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the applicant's environmental assessment. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibits. And I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. Just a preliminary note. Am I able to control with the mouse here?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yes.
I don't know. I am. Thank you. I'm just going to pull up the parcel real quick, actually.
Let me do it.
And got it. Perfect. Seconds. Thank you. All right. Sorry about that. All right. So my name is James Churchman. I'm an attorney over at Broxton Mandels Federico. I'd like to introduce myself to the commission. For those of you who don't know me, Chairwoman Wingate. It's a pleasure meeting you. Director Whitehouse, Mr. Robinson, a pleasure meeting all of you. I'm here today on behalf of the Gentners. They're sitting right behind me here. They are...
Do you mind moving the microphone a little bit closer? Yeah, thank you. Just so we get it on the record.
I got you. They have an application for a conditional use for a masonry business. That application is number 2476, and that is to continue the use of the masonry business. I'm going to tell you guys a little bit of how we got here today and a bit about the masonry business, a bit about the legal standard, and then finally the scope of the work. So as I'm sure you have reviewed, this application has actually been on the docket for quite some time. I believe it's 2021 or 2023. And that was because initially, I believe it was a site plan review, the applicants were unaware of the conditional use situation. They spoke with someone, we're not sure who it was, and they basically gave them the go ahead to move forward. Fast forward a little while, they received notification that in fact a conditional use is required. And then here we are today with the conditional use. The good news is it is a permitted use under the code. So the Gentners have been operating this masonry business, RF Gentner and Son, since 1992. Over the last several decades, they've grown, employing about 28 people. They moved to this current location about 2024. I believe they purchased the parcel in 2023 from the previous owner. This business is a specialized work, including foundation, stonework, brickwork, and general masonry. There is some machine work that involves loading and unloading the trucks. The operations on the actual site itself are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., and the business has a fleet of about 14 vehicles that are used for various projects. The scope of the project itself, there's not really any work that's done on site beyond workers arriving, loading up the vehicles, and then going out to job sites. They generally work around the eastern side of Sussex County, but are all over Sussex County. The actual footprint of itself is contained to storage and loading up of trucks and vehicles. There's some masonry equipment, stones and whatnot, as well as a few vehicles. I believe they have some track loaders, mini excavators, as well as two full-size excavators. Currently, there are no buildings there. They are held up with, I believe there is about a shipping container and a couple pallets where they store everything out in the open air. And the impact itself is also minimal because if we are able to look around right here, you see the parcel, it is surrounded by pretty much trees on all sides. There's not really any residential that's close or nearby. So I'm gonna move next over to the legal standard here. So the legal standard is initially rooted in the Gibson versus Sussex case, and that case basically holds that when all of the legally pertinent requirements of Sussex County Code are fulfilled, the application has a presumption of being satisfied and presumed should be granted. As a masonry business, that's permitted under Sussex County Code 11522. Speaking to that code, it says residential, business, commercial, or industrial uses when the purposes of this chapter are fully met by issuing a conditional use permit. And that this use itself, masonry business, is consistent with that section as well as consistent with the purpose of Article 24, the conditional use section, where a conditional use should be issued when the use itself cannot be well adjusted to their environment in the particular locations, with full protection offered to the surrounding properties by rigid application of the district regulations. These uses, due to their nature and impact, require the exercise of planning and judgment, which is why we are here. The applicant has fully complied with these requirements, and you will see that due to the explanation of the scope of work being done, as well as the intended scope of the work for the masonry business itself. Furthermore, as noted in the staff memorandum on the record, this masonry business is, in this location, could be considered as consistent with the surrounding land use, zoning, and uses subject to the considerations of scale and impact. This parcel, as I mentioned earlier, is zoned AR1, and as I mentioned, it is also surrounded by AR1 zoned parcels. When you look at the future land use map, the parcel is considered in the low density region, and it is surrounded on the north and east side as low density regions as well. And then if you look at the, I believe it's the south and west side across the highway, they are set up as developing area in the future land use map. As I mentioned before, the scope of an impact is limited to the hours between 6:30 a.m. of arrival till about 6:30 p.m. when everyone's bringing back the trucks and heading home. None of the adjoining parcels are residential, and as of now, there have been no complaints from the neighbors. We haven't had any communication about any noise issues, anything of that nature, and the machine work is basically loading up and then trucks leaving. Regarding the scope of the work here, they're working with an engineer, and there are three proposed buildings in the preliminary site plan. After some review, it's been determined that it's more likely going to be about two buildings, and that's due to some stormwater compliance issues. And the buildings themselves will be housing the masonry business. If it's going to be two of the buildings, you're going to have basically all the storage that is currently out in the open will be contained within these buildings, and then there will be some administrative work that is currently done off-site in the buildings as well. I'm going to run a bit through some of the procedure that has been done regarding the site plan work. The wastewater disposal will be on-site, that's subject to DENREC approval, and the soil septic eval has already been approved. The domestic water supply will be an on-site well subject to DENREC approval. The DelDOT has run through their service level evaluation request, and they have not recommended a traffic impact study. It appears, frankly, the traffic impact here will be de minimis. As well as the preliminary stormwater management plans have been submitted and reviewed by the Sussex Conservation District. As you can see on the map itself, there's a couple proposed stormwater plans. Those are going to be subject to the comments of the Conservation District. The engineering team is working with them to figure out the exact best way to address the stormwater concerns, and we'll be happy to comply in any way that needs to happen. If you don't mind, can you move to my supplement at the very end? I have a couple pictures of the site itself by Street View so you guys can get a look at everything. It should be the most recent supplement. There we go. I just pulled these off of Google Maps. If you can see, that is the front entrance right there. It's a gravel road going in. As I mentioned, there's no buildings there currently. It's just out open a couple pallets as well as a shipping container that has storage of everything. And then if you go down to the next one, that's going to be looking at facing the parcel itself on the left-hand side. As you can see, it's all forest all the way down. And then going farther down, the right-hand side, the same thing. And then finally, on the last one, that is directly across, which again, as you can see from the aerial view, it's all forest and AR1 zoned. So in conclusion, it appears from the record as well as the evaluations put forward that the applicants have met their burden and are in compliance with the Sussex County Code for a conditional use. Therefore, we respectfully ask for your recommendation of approval in this matter. I'm happy to answer any questions the commission has.
All right, we thank you, sir. We'll start with Mr. Collins.
So everything that's already there is going to be enclosed by buildings that are, like, they're fully enclosed buildings, not just shelters.
Yes. Okay.
If I remember right, the gate is pretty close to the road, and I kind of am envisioning that might need to be moved as part of this.
Because I agree.
You should accommodate. It was a little tricky turning around there the other day.
Our concern too would be if you have employees coming to the site, to the business, and they get backed up on that road. Excuse me. The gate should be in further, so they have more room to stack up.
Okay.
Yeah, that would just be a... Mm-hmm.
If it gets approved, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be a condition we'd probably want to enforce. Yeah. I don't have any other questions other than that. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Allen.
It's a busy road, up and down that road all the time. Just make sure coming out of the road, there's plenty of room to see both ways before pulling out on the road, so you don't have trees obstructing your view coming out.
Line of sight, yeah.
Anything else?
No, it's small for me.
Mr. Mears?
I have a few questions.
Of course.
I have a few questions to strengthen the record. Your site plan says number of employees 30. Do they all show up to this location, or do some of them meet at the job?
I'm going to swear in Mr. Gettner real quick to answer that.
Let's get your name for the record.
My name is Richard Gettner, Jr. Not all employees show up to there.
Okay.
The administrative people go to a different location out on Route 5. But once I put a building up, then the administrative buildings, you know, they would be working out of that site.
That's the number we need to know.
So so then it would be 30 people or so.
Okay.
And also about the gate, I only put it there to keep people off of the property, so none of my stuff would walk away. And I put it far enough in to where we could pull one truck in with a trailer attached to it, so we're not blocking the street.
Okay, but just so you don't have it like three people show up at the same time with three different vehicles,
I noticed
that when I pulled in as well.
Yeah, so the gate doesn't get locked during the day. It stays open all day.
Sure, long. Right. I get it that you need to lock it up.
Yeah, I'm the first.
But for the people that are there first.
I'm the first one there every morning. I'm there at probably 5:45.
Okay.
Sitting there drinking my coffee in the dark. Yeah, it's what you do.
Just so it doesn't become a hazard with people.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Can we get a better list of the type of equipment we can expect to see on site?
I have.
The reason I'm asking this, if this is approved, we specify these types of things in the conditions.
So I have two large excavators, one weighing 50,000 pounds, another one 36,000 pounds. I use those to dig basement holes. I've got a straight truck that I use to move material. I have a knuckle boom truck that I use to move my forms. Crew cab pickup trucks with trailers. They haul the three or four mini excavators that I own and the four or five track loaders that I own.
Okay.
But most of the time when they're at the property, they're on trailers. Yeah, it's
okay.
And the larger excavators, they're rarely at the property.
So
they're just
stocking,
jumping from job site to job site.
You're stocking forms for poured walls on
yes,
the site.
Yes.
Okay, good. Vehicle maintenance. Do you do vehicle maintenance
some
on the site?
Some of it, yes.
It will need
but
to
once
be,
the buildings are there, that's where the vehicle maintenance would happen.
There you go, and we'll need to have the oil disposed properly.
Yeah.
I think that's all I have for now.
I had just a couple. So you're not going to be doing any sales of any product there?
I don't plan on, no.
Okay. And no crushing of any concrete there?
Nope. too much red tape on that.
And so you testified it would only be two buildings. Both of those buildings would be for the masonry business?
Yes.
Okay. And Oh, you said 6:30 to 6:30. Was that Monday through Friday?
Some Saturdays, depending on how busy the week is.
So Saturday,
but
half a day?
Saturdays isn't 6:30 to 6:30. It's normally like
half a day.
7 to 3 or something like that.
Okay. All right. Do we have any other questions? No, counsel. Okay, if you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anybody has an interest in your application. Is there anybody here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2476, Richard and Brandy Gentner? In favor? They would like to speak in opposition. Okay. Anybody have any other questions? Okay, there being none, I'll close the conditional use number 2476. We'll close the public hearing. Thank you.